Welcome to Lost and Found, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Westside. We're currently going through the book of Hebrews with Pastor Dave. In today's study, Pastor Dave takes us through Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 14, where we see that peace is something that the Bible speaks a lot about. But in today's study, Pastor Dave teaches us how we need to chase after, pursue, and grow in peace through loving others. More on that now. Let's pick up with Pastor Dave in Hebrews 12, verse 14.
Or these hipster pastors and what they say about social matters. And I see a lot of this stuff, but are we just doing the basics, like following peace and following holiness? Pastor Chuck Smith says this: the best way to follow after holiness is to practice his presence. Because the instinct of man is, all right, Pastor, you want me to follow peace, you want me to follow holiness so I can see God and people can see God in through me. Tell me, give me a list of things I should do and a list of things I can't do. It's like a diet. Tell me what I can eat, tell me what I can't eat, tell me when I should eat, tell me when I shouldn't eat, and I'll be good to go. That's what we want. We're consumers. That's what religion is. Religion's easy. Give me the rules and regulations, Pastor. Well, should I not wear a hat in church? Should I put money in the box? Should I read how many scriptures a day? Just tell me what I got to do and I'll do it, right? That's sort of man's way of thinking. But the love of God and the love relationship that God calls us to is way more demanding than any legal relationship. Love demands way more than legal rules and laws and regulations. God says, I'm not inviting you to religion. I'm inviting you to relationship where because I first loved you, you love me back. And now you don't want to do what hurts my heart and you do want to do what pleases my heart. And when you do what you don't want to do and it hurts my heart, it hurts your heart too. And if you stay there, hard head, and if you stay there, stiff necked, if you stay in that place, you're going to go from holy to holy, from grace to grace, strength to strength, cleaner to cleaner. You understand? It's when you sort of just kind of get like calloused and just hard-hearted and indifferent to the impressions and the promptings of the Spirit of God. That's a dangerous place. You can't see God anymore. Isn't that troublesome? I couldn't get past it. This is too deep. I got to follow peace with all men. I got to chase it like a hunt. Sean and I, the last several nights, we chase our puppy around the house like we're on a hunt. He's nuts. He gets out of his crate if we're out wherever we would be during the day. And we got to, one goes that way, one goes this way, and we got to chase him. I had a stick the other night. I'm trying to, you know, stir him into his crate. I can't catch him. You know, he's just so fast. He slips through. We can't get him. We chase him. Last night, the fireworks were going off in all different parts of our neighborhood. So we're on the deck, and it was wonderful at first, but then there's fireworks over here, then fireworks over there, and then fireworks over there. So what do? We got in the truck, and the kids got in the bed of the truck, perfectly safe and legal, and we just started to drive around the neighborhood, and what are we doing? We're chasing the fireworks. We're not aggressive. It's not a chase where it's a thing of, like, I'm going to hunt you down and do something. It's a chase, like, I'm after it. Nothing's getting in my way. I want my kids to see the fireworks. I want to grab my dog and put him where he needs to be. There's a chase. I can't let anything detour me. That's your chase this week. Chase peace. Just keep asking yourself. If you can't remember what I already said, write it down. What makes peace? Love, kindness, goodness, come on, gentleness. I mean, these are the things that make for peace. And if you say, I can't remember all that, then the greatest of these is love. Just love. Love people. Love people. Love people. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Should I post this? Listen, if you're serious about Jesus, it will work. I'll tell you that. because I'm somebody who experiences these things, and I'm saying to you, I didn't read out of a book. It's like this. I have text typed up sometimes, and I feel the Holy Spirit say strong to me, you should not hit send right now. You better just delete that. Just don't even send it. I don't really post. I'm not on Facebook. It's a stumbling block to me. But if I'm going to put something on Instagram, or if I'm going to tweet or twit or whatever you want to call it, I got to say, God, is this, you know, I mean, this could be a thing that is really going to, it's going to stumble people. It's going to rub people wrong. I feel like it's vogue right now to do that. Like, I'm going to put something that's sexy and just sort of like risque on social. I'm going to get a response. I'm going to entice that. That is not a shepherd, man. Read your Bibles. These are the guys that have like a million followers. I'm going to put something on that I know that a lot of people don't agree about. I'm going to want to be a war. And then I'm going to be sarcastic in my responses if I respond. And I'm going to leave the bride of Christ in a fight, and I'm going to back up, and I'm going to watch it, and I'll let the world watch it. And then if I jump in, I'm going to get somebody real good with something. I'm going to back off again. I'm going to put something on my backdrop that totally stumbles so many people because it's vogue. Or I'm going to go like this. Always, only Jesus. My platform is to exalt always, only Jesus, the Prince of Peace. You understand what I'm saying? I got to reel it in. I'm responsible for the local body here. I got to reel it in. I don't care. Thank God I've never cared what people think. And I especially don't care what people think when it comes to the teaching of God's word. I want to exegete as best as I can and pull out Jesus and keep text in context and give them to the bride. And I want to teach. That's all I want to do. I just want to tell you what God says. I try to keep my personality out of it. I try to keep my thoughts and opinions out of it. And when they slip through, I try to say, that's my opinion. That's just one of my thoughts. Don't get it twisted. It's not the word of God. Listen, this morning I'm saying this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I don't gotta wonder. I don't have to do any of that. I could just know this. Okay, I study language and tenses. Okay, this is a present imperative. The word is aggressive in the Greek. It's you go hunt, you go chase after peace and holiness. Holiness bridles peace that is ungodly. So if the peace is starting to get compromised, listen, in order to have it, the Holy Spirit says, oh, no. Holiness takes preeminence. But in your pursuit of the peace, you pursue holiness too, so that you can see God and others can see God in and through you. Because Christ-likeness, write it down. Christ-likeness, write this down. Christ-likeness is the greatest witness to that lost world. Christ-likeness. Sir. Remember it? Sir. We would see Jesus. Philip goes and tells Andrew. They go to Jesus. And what did he say? He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Can I say something to you in my closing remarks? How dare we? How audacious and arrogant of us. How dare we step between that cross and a person's view? Jesus said, oh, I want all men to see me. The Gentiles, Greeks, the Jews hated Gentiles. They thought the Gentiles were created to fuel the flames of hell. Jesus goes like this, I want them to see me. But for Greeks to see me, and for Jews to see me, and for church people to see me, and unchurched people to see me, and for black people to see me, and for white people to see me, and for brown people to see me, and yellow people like me to see him, right? If we're going to see him, he says there's only one way to really see me, and it is high and lifted up, and then I, by the power of my spirit, will draw all men. It's the language of Hebrews 12. You see it? The Bible is the best commentary of the Bible. You see what's going on? I will draw all men unto myself, ... Get out of the way, Christian. Get out of the way. Put your pride aside. Your own thinking aside. Listen, you could think a certain way and you could feel a certain way, but there's a right timing and there's a right place. What I can say to my board of elders behind closed doors and what I could say right now to you in a monologue is vastly different. What we could talk about next Sunday, in a dialogue is vastly different than what I could say right now. We got to just think this way. on an open forum on social media for everybody to see versus a private text message chat. I mean, these are very vastly different things. We got to start thinking this way, church. We got to wake up. What's at risk is people aren't going to see Christ. And if they don't see Christ, they don't get saved. And if, remember these things? And if they don't get saved, what happens? How did this whole love affair start? They go to hell. We all still believe in hell, right? Jesus talks about hell more than he talks about heaven. We all still believe in these things. Come on. I know it's been 4 months, but let's get our minds right. We're running a race. People's souls are at stake. That's how this whole love affair began. We heard from somebody that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We knew nothing about anything. We didn't have a political stance. We didn't know anything. We were just stuck in the muck of our sin. Someone told us it emancipated our souls. You remember it? You remember doing the shots and drinking the beer and being in a bed with somebody who's not your spouse? And one day somebody, the love of God, just pursued after you and it came knocking on the door of your heart? And you didn't even know who it was, and you opened and you heard the gospel. And you were told that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You didn't understand anything else. You didn't know anything else. You just heard about a love like you never heard of before. And it won your heart. It won your heart. That's what's at stake for other people. He left us here to be his hands and his feet. He left us here to be his representative so that the world can know him the way that you know him. He wants to initiate a love affair with other people. Don't get in the way. I want all people to see me. I've been lifted up. I died on that cross for their sins. They got to know about it. They're bearing their sins still. Y'all, how heavy are your sins? How heavy are your sins? How heavy are your July 4th sins? At that party yesterday, how carried away did you get with your words? How lustful were you with your eyes? How nasty were you behind closed door to your family trying to get to that party or try to settle in after coming home from that party? How nasty, how ungodly were you just yesterday? Could you imagine if you had to bear that type of weight, not just yesterday, but today, tomorrow, and going on forward without somebody coming and taking that load off of you? For goodness sakes, be gracious. Be compassionate. Christ wants to take the heaviness of sin off other people's backs the way he's taking it off your back. What do you do when you have a day of sin? What do? You go to the cross and you find forgiveness and your load is light again and your yoke is easy and your burden is light and you walk with Jesus. You can breathe. People out there can't breathe for the love of God. They're suffocating in their sin. Please hear me right now. They're suffocating in their sin. They're chanting and they're yelling, whatever they're hearing that's in vogue, just to be a part of something. They just want to fit in. Half the people don't even know what they believe. There are people that don't even know what July 4th is about. This world's lost. The universities aren't giving the answers. The schools aren't giving the answers. The news anchors, the journalists are not giving the answers. We are the hope of the world. We have to understand this. The church. Christ wants to lift the heaviness off of these people. Stop. Please listen to me right now. What camera am I on? Is this one? I want to talk to whoever you are listening to this message right now. Please listen to what I'm saying to you. Stop fighting and warring among other believers. Stop. Listen. Who cares if you got to wear a stinking mask? Be thankful that you got a church to bring people to be emancipated. You understand what I'm saying? Stop majoring on the minors. Stop worrying about, listen, even right now, the Holy Spirit just gave me this sermon. Some of you are worrying about who's in the seats. It's leadership people. It's people that we brought in to test our system so we're ready for you next week. Stop letting the devil have a heyday with your mind. Put on the helmet of your salvation. You're a soldier in Christ's army. Endure hardships. See past the nonsense. Don't participate in schisms and division. It's ungodly. We're doing everything that we can here to do what? Chris, to do what? Jay, to do what? What are we doing? What are we doing all this for? I feel like Adrian yelling at Rocky on the beach right now. What are we doing all this for? For God's sake, get your eye of the tiger back, Rocky. What are you even doing this for? I'm telling you what we're doing this for. so that people can see Jesus. That's what we're doing this for. So who cares where you're seated? Who cares what's on your face? You're acting like this is something that you never heard of before. We've been conditioned. It's been going on for 4 months. Well, that's exactly my point, Pastor. We've been conditioned. It's all a conspiracy. If they can make us wear masks, they can take our guns. I don't know. I just know Christ and Christ crucified. That's all I know. That's all I care about. Get in the game. Let's go. Bring people. Fill these seats. Make me have to preach 3 times next week. I want to preach 3 services next week. Sign up. I want 3 services next week. Fill this place. Who cares if only 50%, 33% can get in? We got a lawn. It's big. Hundreds of people. Big tents coming out there. Got a big screen that's going to be put out there. Who cares? Let's win people to Jesus. This is a message from the Prince of Peace coming straight out of the Holy of Holies. And if you don't know what that is, that's where the presence of God resides. He says to you and me, this is his word. He goes like this, chase peace. Go on, chase peace this week. Stop talking about your brother and sister. Stop slandering. Stop gossiping. Stop insulting. Stop insulting this church and stop insulting that church. You got no clue what goes on behind the scenes. It is so hard. Don't insult. Stop judging that guy over there because he's been at the bar and you saw it on Instagram and you can't believe they're at the bar and now you're going to see him next Sunday. Who in the world are you? Do you know how depressing it is to live alone in a pandemic? I don't. So they went to the bar. Get over it. You've done way worse in your mind and in your heart. You Pharisee. That's Pharisaical. I'm serious. I'm done. No more church games. We don't have time for it. Christ is coming. In the beginning of this whole thing, it was, man, is the trump going to sound? Why did we lose that? It still might sound. Last I checked the news, it's worse now than ever. The fear, a second wave of coronavirus and school might not be reopening and stop it. If they're here, they're here. And I'm just blessed, and you should be just blessed that they came. Can we keep it real with ourselves? We have to. If we don't keep it real with ourselves, we won't keep it real with each other. I'm a beggar. Say it out loud. I'm a beggar. Trying to tell other beggars. Can't even say it. So I'm definitely not the one who's got the bread, but I want to tell them about the one who makes the bread, who is the bread of life. Jesus, okay? That's what we want to do as we go into this week. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. We want to see people get lifted from that sin, man. It crushes people. It ruins you. It's too heavy. We can't bear it. Can't bear sin. I can't bear your sin. You can't bear your sin. You can't bear my sin. Our sin's too heavy. Y'all with me? Did I drive it home? You understand? We can't bear. Stop it. People need it lifted off of them. Pursue peace. Pursue holiness. Pursue peace. Pursue holiness. God, you're around me. You're all around me. You're within me. You're above me. You're below me. You're all around me, God. In you I live and move. Come on. In you I live, I move, I have my being, God. In you I live and move and have my being, God. You're everywhere. You just heard what I said. You just saw what I thought. You see my thoughts afar off. You hear my words before they're foam. All my days were fashioned before you. You have the blueprints to my life. There's nothing that you don't know about me, God. I'm naked and open before you. There's nothing that you can't see. You're an all-consuming fire. You burn bright within me, God. You know. So when I do something, say something, think something, God, that's not pleasing to you. Oh, God, wash me in your blood. Fill me with your spirit. Practice his presence, holiness. Practice his presence, holiness. Can I wear this? Who cares? Practice his presence, holiness. Can I go there? I don't know. Practice his presence. It's holiness. See what I'm saying? How many verses should I read? Doesn't matter. Let God speak to you. Practice his presence and let there be holiness. You following me? Way more demanding than rules and regulations. And chase peace. Hunt peace. Will this make peace? Will this make peace in my wife? Will this make peace in my kids? Will this make peace in Spencerport and Gates and Brockport and the East Side, the West Side, the city of Rochester, the state of New York, the country of the USA? Will this make peace? I want people to see God. I want people to see God. Don't you? I just want people to see Jesus. Step aside and let him see Jesus. Would you guys come and lead us in the last song? He's gracious. He lets marred people like us that are full of scars, that tell stories, saves wretches like me, and he lets us show people Jesus. How gracious is that? He It's not like he just is like arrogant, like, hey, step out of the side, amateur. Get out of the way so people can see me. He goes like this. Come here. Actually, he goes like this. Come here. You've been abased. You've been humbled. You've allowed the Holy Spirit to make you contrite. Let me now exalt you. Watch this. I know it's been 39 minutes since I started, but listen to this. Watch this. No, 49 minutes. Watch this. I'm going to take you. You've been abased. You've gotten low. What is that? What am I going to do? You go down, I lift you up. I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to bring you back in the picture. This is crazy. I'm the cross. If I'm Jesus, right? I'm going to go like this. Jimmy, come here. Come here. I'm going to bring you back in. You got scars everywhere. You got a story. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect, right? He takes us just like the sun and the moon. My gosh, he's giving me something right now. Watch this. The world, the sun, the moon. Moon, what are you going to do? Reflect the sun. Moon's ugly. Divots and scars and marks, ugly. But when that moon is between the sun and the earth, it shines light. It reflects the light of the sun to the world. And he wants to do that with us. He wants to do that with broken people. He wants to take us. And he wants to place us between the cross and the lost. And he lets us go before him and woo people unto himself. God, we put our faith in you this morning. We love you. We are so excited about what you're going to do, Lord. These are scary times. These are uncertain times. These are really bizarre times. These are unknown times. These are strange times. God, and apart from you, Lord, these are times that maybe we would say, I'm not sure I want to be alive for. But in you, Lord, these are exciting times. Lord, these are times for the church to shine bright, Lord, and to radiate your love and your glory and to reach this lost world. So strengthen us, God, and empower us. Forgive us of our sins, God. Forgive us for backbiting. Forgive us for being double-tongued. Forgive us for being slanderers. Forgive us for being gossipers. Forgive us for being fake. Forgive us for being phony. Forgive us, Lord, for being pharisaical. Forgive us for being religious, God. Forgive us for misrepresenting you. Forgive us for the wretchedness within us, God. Wash us in your blood. Fill us with your spirit, God, and empower us for the days that are ahead of us to run the race to win, God. It's for your glory that we run. We bless you. We put our faith in you. We sing to you this morning. We exalt the name of Jesus wherever we are. Rise to your feet and sing to Jesus. Clap your hands. Bless the name of the Lord.
That concludes our message for today here on Lost and Found. Join us next time as we continue our verse-by-verse study through God's Word. During this unprecedented time in our nation, we are adhering to the guidelines set up by our government to be able to conduct services while still keeping our fellowship as safe as possible. If you would like to know how to attend a service or any other news here at the church, we would encourage you to go to Instagram, Facebook, and ccwestside.com to find out more about what is going on currently at the church. If you are unable to attend a service, we will be continuing to live stream our services so you can be blessed in the comfort of your own home. If you do not have access to social media, we would encourage you to call the church office and someone will be happy to answer any questions you may have. Our phone number is 585-352-3150. That's 585-352-3150. Thank you for listening to Lost and Found, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Westside. Join us next time as we continue our study through God's Word. In Luke 19:10, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." It's our prayer at CC Westside that you have found the only pathway that leads to an abundant life, found only in Jesus Christ.